In Fresno, the Great American Beer Festival is two tall boys behind the gas station. This is the Perfect Four.
And that's the way we like it.
What kind of tall boys?
Yeah, what kind?
Any kind you want.
The cheap kind with the most alcohol. We're like, we don't need any of them fancy G-A-B-A-G-A-B-A's. I got a B-A right here. I'll B-A you right now. Best festival I've ever been to. You smell that grease? Mmm. Nothing like a good grease trap smell at 9 in the morning.
Oh, I go to the Moroa Shell 17.
Oh, yeah. They got the best grease back there. So good.
Yeah. Fancy grease.
Welcome to the Perfect Four. It's just a scheme to get you to drink more beer. I'm Mikey.
I'm the Nick.
And I'm Rad Stacy. And those are my dogs in the background. Sorry.
And also appearing this episode are Rad Stacy's dogs. Well, everyone knows Louie. We used to have Jovi. Now we have Louie over here. Over at Studio A or Studio 1A, there is a boxer named Lucy. And then there's, what do we have over in Studio 1B?
Is that me?
Yeah.
Okay. I was like, wait. I have an Aussie doodle named Ivan, the terribly cute. That's his full name, officially. And Max T-Dog, the German Shepherd.
All right.
Appropriate.
Very appropriate.
And then also there's two cats and studio cats here, but, you know, for those cat enthusiasts. But there doesn't seem to be as many cat enthusiasts that listen to the show as dog enthusiasts.
Yeah, cat enthusiasts drink like Pimm's cups and stuff.
What is that?
It's some mixed drink of your.
Those of us that came over on ships of our own ships into this country, we drink those.
Exactly. We drink them quite fondly.
It's a cup, see? It's got Pimm's in it. It's a cup, a Pimm's cup, see?
Extra Pimm's, please.
Not too heavy on the bitters.
And now give me a snip of the Pimm's.
Going to be hanging out with you, talking about the beers we drank last week, beers we're looking out for, beers we're drinking right now, and the listeners are going to call us and tell us some stuff for the show, and I'm still drinking it now. I opened up a BA Cyclone donated beer. I need to get some beer to you guys. I am behind on that, but it is out from Iowa. Co-Conspiracy, a New England IPA, an 8-alker from Brimmer Brewing Company. Brimmer and Telluride. Is it Armenian?
Saying this right?
I don't know. I'm not.
Judges are questioning pronunciation.
I'm freaking out. Like, wait, is there Armenians in Iowa? Telluridean and Brimmer, and they're from Iowa.
Okay.
Charles City, Iowa is Telluridean. And I don't know where Brimmer is from. Brimmer's the one that didn't use any of their equipment, collab brewer. The ones that showed up and took pictures and then went back home.
group participation.
Yeah,
right?
Look, I'm mashing in. I made this beer.
We all get the same grade no matter what we do?
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah, I hate group projects.
Oh yeah, that was me. I was not the smart kid, so when it was a group project, I would just hang out and be like, anybody, anybody need like a glass of water or.
Finally, a project I'm going to get at least a C on. Yep.
Like, you guys need some paper or some pencils or something? I could go sharpen some pencils. That was my collab in school. Nick, what are you drinking over there?
I started with a General Sherman.
No way.
For the tailgate.
Wow, classic.
Right here. Right
oh Fresno my classic. God!
Video
General
evidence.
Sherman IPA.
Whoa. And now, because I'm not happy enough, I'm going to drink a Therapist.
Keeping it local.
Keeping it local.
I like it. I started with a Maui Brewing Company Coconut Hiva coconut porter. I really like that beer. It was sent to me by my work wife for life for my birthday and my birthday box. I got all kinds of. Island goodies. Nice. Yeah.
Wait, did you get a dashboard hula girl?
No.
Oh.
Those aren't made locally.
Locally sourced?
Well, you have to get one every time you go to Hawaii.
I've never gotten one.
Oh my God.
I know. I think the most like tchotchke kind of thing I got was my mug that says Kauai Chickens. I love Kauai Chickens on it. From Kauai. And I do love Kauai chickens. So,
oh, to eat?
It was an airport or purchase. To pet. Both. To eat.
They're
to
like
pet
way
and.
Coo- they're
I love
like
you.
Way
now deep fry you.
Hawaii chickens are way cooler.
Yep. No, they taste better if they're nice and calm.
They're all chill.
So you pet them. And they're like all chill.
Less cortisol flavoring.
Right. Yeah. Stressed meat is terrible. I want to be nice and chill.
All right. Well.
Chill chicken. Chill chickens. That's the restaurant. Chill chickens.
Oh, that's our that's our new restaurant. It's called Chill Chickens.
New restaurant. Chill chickens.
Yeah. Yeah. So, that's what we need is another chicken restaurant. And
we desperately need no enough hot chicken. We need chill chicken.
Yeah.
Like you got enough.
What happened, Ron Stacey?
I was just saying that I never noticed before. I've drinking a lot of coconut porters from Maui Brewing, and it says a robust dark ale with hand roasted coconut and hints of mocha. And I just never noticed that
hand roasted
a little bit. Yeah, hand roasted.
Did they hold it in their hand while like the heater like roasted it? They're all
yeah. Like, are your hands are okay?
It burns the hands.
Shit, it's a lot.
Yeah,
hand roasted.
They wear oven mitts when they are roasting it. I guess
it's also crafted with passion.
Passion.
Oh, that's what I was.
They're like way into it. They're like, come on. It's crafted.
I feel like some batches have a little more passion than others. Depending on who's on board,
yeah.
That day,
and then like,
this one's low on passion.
Yeah,
what happened? Who brewed this batch?
Or if they took their little blue pill before they started roasting it, how passionate?
Whoa,
they
whoa.
Anyway, I just never paid much attention anymore. To the can before.
Nick? Do you want to start with a cold try item since you. Took the week off last week?
Yeah, that's right. I was just sitting in my underwear.
Like, yeah, fuck them guys.
I was like, I should be on a podcast right now, but guess what?
I mean, you can always join the podcast in your underwear. We don't give a fuck.
No.
Oh, we don't. Well, guess what?
Guess what? Pans down.
I am wearing underwear.
He's like, whoa, Oh, you guys are fancy. You wear underwear on the show? I don't know.
Wow. He must be rich.
There he goes. Show's over. Made too many underwear.
Killed it. Wow. Trying to get me out of here.
Yeah. Now, once you play it, that's it. It's over. You got to wait till next week.
That's right. And good night. It looks hazy.
Yeah. I'm trying to take all the hazies for you guys.
Get the haze out of here.
Be a nice guy.
Get out of here,
this
nerd.
This is from Lua. Get out of here, nerd. This is from Lua Brewing Company. It's Heifer. It's a DDH hazy. Oh, shit. I didn't notice this. It's a triple. A triple. That's a triple. Donated the show by BA Cyclone. Oh, my God.
We're going to have Rad Mikey here in a minute.
It's got Citra Cryo, Nelson Salvin, and Simcoe Cryo. So should be good. And it's a collab with Barrel Theory Beer Company, by the way, just so you know. Barrel Theory is the ones that showed up for the pictures.
So what are you going to do when the planet can no longer support the, like, overt use of hops to make your hazy ass IPAs?
I'm fine. I'm fine with West Coast. I can be fine with pales and West Coast IPA. I don't need hazies. I'll drink.
Are you
hazies.
Fine with us hopping the beer with something other than hops? Because hops won't grow anymore.
No,
on the super hot Earth.
Now you're starting to lose me, Earth. I'll check out then. I'll be like, what kind of hazies they got on Mars?
Yeah.
Lewis from Mars. Des Moines, Iowa, by the way. And this is a weird, it is an odd aroma. This is
off like, what does it smell like?
I can't even place it. Like pomegranate was the first thing that came to my head, but that doesn't really make any sense.
Interesting.
I want to say it's the Nelson Savin that's making it weird, but maybe it's the Simco Cryo. Uh-oh.
Shush, dog. Sorry.
Shush.
Whoosh.
Who's got some culture, Nick? Nick?
Sorry. All right. So I have, okay, help me flesh this theory out.
Let's flesh it out.
Mind you, I did zero research on this, but I know you guys will have questions I haven't thought about yet. Okay, hops. Hops, am I right?
Hops, right?
Hops. The very thing that's put in beer to preserve beer sacrifices its own flavor to preserve the beer.
What? Oh, the ships that they go to India with? That's where they came,
yeah,
that's where they came up with the name IPA. I don't know, Nick.
True.
Nick, wait. I don't think anyone knows this. But you're talking about IPAs.
Please, wait. Give us the backstory.
They're from India, right? They're from India, and that's what they hopped.
They're from India. Yeah, yeah. And I've heard of it. Yeah.
Yeah. And they hopped them because. India. Yeah. India was like,
a pale,
oh, man, you guys.
It's not just your average ale, it's a pale ale.
Right.
Only pales can be shit.
Yeah, because I think you kind of lost everyone when you're like talking about India. Pale and like, no, like,
they haven't heard of this yet.
No, like, wait, what's he talking about? This is an exotic podcast that talks about exotic beers. No, I'm sorry, Nick. Go ahead.
You're right on track with my nothingness here. The hops lose their flavor within 30 days, yet they're preservative. So what the hell are they doing in the beer?
Yeah,
why don't they preserve their own flavor too?
30 days.
Why are they sacrificing their flavor?
They're saying that.
I don't think it's a conscious effort. Like
no, they're oh no, they're, hops are sentient.
They're not sentient.
Yeah, they talk
hops
to each other.
Preserve everything but their own flavor. Apparently,
I mean, but they do have an antiseptic quality, just like marijuana, just like, you know, cannabis and other plants in the same vein.
Don't you watch The Last of Us? The Last of Us, the plants talk to each other and they have a whole conversation of like, let's kill this human.
So yeah, well, I was gonna say, if they're talking to us, they're not doing a very good job, because I'm sure we're doing everything that they don't want us to do.
They're not very convincing, is what they
are. Oh my God, they're putting me in a hazy.
Don't waste me on a hazy.
Yeah, well, and hops act completely different depending on if you're pitching them in the boil or cold, you know, the. Oh my gosh, dogs. Sorry. Or
we
if you're wet hopping.
Boundless energy over there.
You know, at the end.
Ooh, yeah. What happened to the Northern Hemisphere, Sierra Nevada? Why don't we get those anymore?
Where the hell is that shit?
Because you're the one that bought it.
Sierra Nevada.
Sucker. So, okay. So if hops are the flavor we care about, why aren't we designing our beers to preserve the hop flavor instead of the ale flavor? That the hops are allegedly put in the beer to preserve. What are the hops preserving?
themselves.
No, they're not preserving themselves. The hops are the first thing to fall off.
Sacrificing themselves.
So, what are we preserving exactly? Did people want ale?
How else are they going to make it to India, Nick?
Not.
Yeah, so, I mean, hops, you know, were originally put into, so India Pale Ale as the original, you know, we know the backstory.
Wait, what?
Mike, you don't have to go into it. We know the backstory. That it was meant to, you know, those flavors were meant to oxidize and fall off to preserve the flavor of the ale. But then people started to be like, hey, I kind of like that bitterness. So now we're drinking fresh beer instead of old
beer. So what you're saying is the beer never made it to the India port.
What you're saying?
It was drank before they got there.
Yeah, like some people tried it right when it went on the ship. And then some people tried it at the fucking back end.
Nobody had any patience whatsoever. They're like, what? Like one... Like, just as soon as they couldn't see the England, island of England, I'm going to call it. They're like, all right, like, what do we want to, they're like, oh, they can't see us anymore. Let's start drinking.
Well, people start to like things.
You're not drinking on there. They're all from the shore. You're not drinking yet, are you? You're saving that beer. Oh, yeah, we're just going to save it the whole trip from it to India. We're going to save all this beer. Okay, because it's meant for you to bring to India. You're not supposed to drink it on the boat. Oh, no, we're not.
It's too bitter right now. Yeah, it's too bitter.
It's super bitter. Why would we drink it? It's super bitter. Okay, have a safe trip to India. That's what happened. There's a story of IPAs again.
Well, and people start to, you know, they learn to like things out of necessity, right? The guys that were on the ship, they're like, well, we got to fucking drink something. And I know it's not aged out, but we're going to learn to like this hoppy ass beer because we got to drink something in order to
it's like so good. Each other. I love it so much.
Those first guys, that were
it's
just
the same
like,
as hoppy beer, pretty much.
Oh, or it was they introduced preserved wine.
No, so port wine came from Portugal. It got stuck in a harbor somewhere. This is a really brief and probably somewhat inaccurate. I'm just going to give you the gist. Portuguese wine got stuck in a harbor and it got boiled. It was fresh wine, like wine that was meant to be drunk like anything from Napa that you would purchase, right? Like it's not a sugary wine at all. But it got boiled. It tasted like ass. So they added some sugar to it. And they're like, well, okay, now we like port wine because we can't waste all this alcohol.
Yeah, no way.
You learn to love it out of necessity, right? So that's all I got to say about that.
Food and booze. Every country has a food and booze pairing.
You're not going to throw that brine out, are you?
Right. Get you drunk, I'll drink it.
Like we referenced before, like it's the lazy people that end up winning out because they're like,
it's true.
Oh yeah, there's some of that. Oh, we had some liquid in that bucket. I forgot to clean out. You want to try over that over there? All right, we'll see.
Maybe might have some piss in it, but it's fermented enough. Nothing's gonna hurt you.
But also fermented, yeah. It's fine.
I actually did some research for the show tonight.
Oh, God, great.
But I don't know what segment you want me to talk about.
Don't knock ourselves up into a legitimate level, Rat Stacey. Then we're going to actually...
I can't help it. Okay. I did research with my contacts for what is going to happen in 2024.
Oh, okay.
What are the fucking trends? Like, right. What's being presented?
All right. Well, wait. Well,
but I don't know if we're past.
These other theories. We're in there. I just want to make sure Nick's is played out here. I'm not sure if Nick's.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah, I don't think it is.
Yeah.
I don't think so.
Oh no, we have more. No, this is going to be a multi-episode investigation. I want to know: can we brew a beer to preserve the hops? Can we make the beer preserve the hops? Can we the other way around?
Yeah.
We make
maybe give something back for once.
Yeah, because we don't need to worry about beer going spoiling anymore. So can we preserve our hop flavor for longer than 90 days?
In the yes. Day? So that would be hoppy sour ale.
No.
You need to add acid. That's what's going to preserve the hops, guys. Don't no me. I'm just like, it's no, fucking science.
I'm no knowing you. No.
Sour. La terroir. Dry hop sour. But you gotta get past the sour part to get to the preserved hop.
Yeah, there you go.
So.
Oh, God.
I was just thinking it was a little ironic. The hops.
Don't you think?
Preserve everything but their own flavor.
A little too ironic.
What about hop water? What do they put in that? Like sodium benzoate to preserve it?
That's like hella.
Does hop water have shelf life?
Hop water is like expensive.
Yeah.
Like all these hop waters and NAs, they're too expensive. They're like barely cheaper than real beer. Like, hey, yeah. What? No.
It's true.
It's a bunch of bullshit. I'll just have sparkling water then, I guess. Which is garbage, but.
Salty. Mm. I love sparkling water.
No,
I'm drinking some right now.
Which is the best? Well, which brand?
Oh, definitely Mountain Valley.
Where's Mountain Valley at?
I don't know.
I don't know. Some valley in a mountain.
But they sell the Mountain Valley big glass bottles of sparkling water at Whole Foods, and I get it there, and it's super good. Okay.
That's very generic. Mountain Valley.
Yeah, Mountain Valley. I don't know where it's from.
Grass
there's dirt. Lots of mountains next to valleys, so it could be from anywhere.
This is for your segment, man.
Nice.
My God. Do you have any sedatives available for your animals?
They're like really torqued up tonight. I don't know why. I think it's because my husband's not here.
Yeah, Red Doug's not there to freaking race him around a little bit. I know if I don't race Louie around a little bit, it's.
I mean, neither one of them have balls, so I don't know. Like,
Louie doesn't have balls, and he'll race you around all day.
No, that does nothing for them except stop the babies.
Yeah, Max is annoyed. He's like laying down. He's like, hey, it's night time. And Ivan's like, no, I'm going to bite your face. I'm going to bite your face. Yeah. You're going to get mad at me.
We walk Penny twice a day to handle her energy.
Oh, yeah. So, sorry about all the background noise on dogs, guys. Am I supposed to go now?
I called Penny a Lucy earlier. I'm sorry about that.
That's all right. Thing.
Because I mix my Beatles references.
Yes, please lay the appropriate Beatles reference. Yes, I'm done with my theory. So who's next? Who wants to go next?
So I asked around my industry friends who are going through the annual business plans with all of their...
Insider. Where's Paul's drop for insider information?
Yeah, insider shit.
There is a new Stacey thing. I don't know if I have that here. But no, go ahead, Stacey.
So this was for my eyes only, so I can't say like who it's from, but there's a brewery over on the Central Coast that makes hazy beers for the mind.
Oh, jeez.
There's some
man, if only we could figure that out.
Man, no way.
That's a hard one. So, 2024 is all about single serve 19.2s and high ABV. Like, nobody cares about...
What? Well, hello.
Yeah, nobody gives a shit about, like, your workout beer and your... Like
my post Peloton beer, nobody cares about what I drink after I Peloton.
Nobody cares. Like all of the, and also like the hard booch and all this other bullshit, like tanking. Oh,
tanking.
No good.
Oh, look, Nick's drinking a 19.2
at 10.4 alks Yeah. I'm on trend right now, is what you're saying. I'm
on trend. You're 2024. You are on trend. He's 2020.
All about the 19-2s.
So there's going to be more tall boys in 2024?
Yes.
They're expanding.
Expanding. Like everybody. So look for these from the big guys. Like maybe your smaller, I'm going to say your nano breweries aren't going to have the capacity to make a 19-2 on the fly the way the larger guys are. So like Firestone, New Belgium, Sierra Nevada, think of those guys. But it's all about like, what can I get that has the highest amount of alcohol for the lowest amount of money? Like people aren't buying six packs. They're not buying session beers, none of it. No ciders. We don't give a fuck about your like, yeah, none of that.
Take off hoser.
And it was all so. Here's a quote here. So high ABV, bullshit ass fruit punch IPAs might be the next big trend also.
What?
Yeah, so that's weird. But and then I responded with, I feel like that's already been an on and off trend already. Like the Spruce Goose of beer styles, the fruit punch beers.
Wait, but, fruit punch IPA? Did you say fruit punch IPA or just said fruit punch beers? Yeah.
Fruit punch triple IPAs, tropical IPAs.
Wow.
That are like doubles and triples.
Triples are going to be big.
Yeah, right. Apparently Sweetwater is coming out with a Gummies Tropical Dippa. Gross. Okay. That sounds disgusting. Passion fruit, pineapple, and tangerine to create a tropical medley reminiscent of refreshing pina colada and fresh squeezed orange juice with no trace of bitterness, because we're going to put a bunch of fucking hops in it, but we don't want it to be bitter at all, guys.
That might be good if like the coconut's like back there in the background.
Holy shit. Like guess how much ABV is in this tropical dippa? 9.5%.
Oh,
9.5. Nice.
That's high. I think.
Well, you know, that's just the beginning of the night. Yeah. Appetizer.
And also the trend is to get sweeter too. So you're going to start seeing like juicier, sweeter beers.
Boom.
IPAs specifically. Like so that makes me unhappy, beers? Obviously.
Yeah. Cleaner and drier, please. Yeah.
And then,
sorry, apparently, lager had its time, Rad Stacey. It's over.
I know. Over. It's not over for me.
Over. Over, John. STS
will still be the industry beer. Still into it. And then I talked to a friend of mine who kind of sells it all with a distributor. And he is claiming that more of like the mixed drink cans are going to start taking over more of the beer category. And that tequila specifically is taking off in a way that craft beer was about 8 years ago. Oh. Like the bouginess and the exclusivity of tequilas and regions from Mexico is kind of like,
you may be right.
Going to start taking over some segments there.
You may be right about that. I saw where there is a in the valley here, San Joaquin Valley. Somebody started the aguave plant tequila grow.
Mm-hmm.
And like, that's going to be like a thing. And it's good. There's like a California, there's some grower thing approved where it has to be grown in a certain way in California to get this labeling approval. So look out. You may be right.
Yeah, and then, of course, you know, GABF just happened. And how crazy is it that 1852 in Visalia won the gold for the hazy IPA category?
Yeah, and I haven't even heard of them before. I was like,
I know, like,
I was like, what? I saw local
and seemingly the only valley entry.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah, wild. So that's kind of like what I think that this trend, I'm not like really shocked by this whole, you know, single serve high ABV trend. I feel like the single serve sections everywhere I go have gotten bigger and bigger, and the cans are all getting like that uniform 19-2 format. And I like that size. I think 19.2 is great. It's too hot.
I do too.
While you're drinking it. Yeah. 24 is like a little too
much somehow. Pour half and keep the rest in the fridge till you're ready.
What if I'm at the fair?
Exactly. Well, then you just then? Drink.
You're getting 19.2s at the fair?
I've got 19.2s at the fair.
Just drink quicker then.
Well, then you're ready for the tilt-a-whirl.
Yeah. Start drinking faster. Oh, but yeah, by the way, looking out for the Fresno Fair, the big, right. Fresno Fair. Oh, we can see Rad.
I'm sorry, that wasn't enough bigs.
Rad, not nearly the big, enough bigs. Big Fresno Fair. Rad Stacy's going to have an entry. Scotty B's going to be entering. But
yeah, in different, look for my name in the Home Arts building.
Different categories in the Home Arts building, but
yeah.
Scotty B and
Scotty B was doing Christmas tree decorating, right? Is
that what he was doing?
Charcuterie. Was it a table setting?
Look at this tree.
Yeah, table set.
Look at this table. You're ready to eat, aren't you, Chief?
I have actually always wanted to enter in some bullshit thing like that, like the table setting competition, and just see if I can win. I brought in my little, like, tea table, make like a little miniature setting.
Great grandma's heirloom china, but with sporks is all the cutlery.
And then the Christmas tree decorating too. Like, that's so stupid. Like, why are people doing that?
I ain't even seen that before.
And who's judging it? Like, there's someone that has the best in show on it, and I'm like, who the fuck thought this looked good? Because it does not.
It's insider job.
Maybe. Yeah.
It's like if you're a
tequila drinker and you show up at like a GABF and some weird IPA wins a gold, you're like, oh my god, how is that? What is that? That's terrible. But everybody that knows IPAs are like, that's the shit, bro. It's the same way at the Christmas trees. They're like, dude, you don't know your Christmas trees. That's a bomb ass Christmas tree. That's how you decorate a tree. Rad Stacy.
So
wet. Now I'm going to go buy a jacuzzi with my winnings.
I'm always just trying to get past all of that bullshit to get to my stuff.
Like, the fair, they always got those jacuzzi displays. So I just get in them and just be like, man, let me try it out, bro. Trial.
Yeah.
And just
give me a good deal on this one. Somebody's been in it.
All right, now somebody hand me a beer, so I feel when I have a beer in my hand.
I'll just get naked and give me a beer because that's how I want to see what it's going to be like for me.
Right.
Or in the Commerce Building, like all the mattresses that like 1,000 people have laid on. Yeah.
Check it out.
That they're trying to sell.
Check it out. Look.
Disgusting.
Free COVID with every purchase.
Foul. So foul. Oh, have you tried a sleep number bed? Well, 500 people before you have.
Yeah.
Take away. Any more culture here?
That was all I got.
All right. Nick, there are you.
GABF winner.
Oh.
Name. Oh, no, I'm not in the right
section.
There's
some Central Coast won some GABF.
Did they?
Yeah, Central Coast Breweries. Yep. No, I don't. Central Coast Brewing, I probably did too, but I just meant Central Coast in general won some medals.
Oh, so yeah, no, there was very low Central Valley entries. Yeah. I didn't see anybody Fresno or Fresno County.
We don't have time for that. We're busy working. We don't have time for
Well, that's playing. What I'm saying. Is this over? Like, is GABF over? Like, it's people not care about it anymore?
No, people care about it. I think people like go to it care about it.
I think
it's an industry thing. Like, it's like people who enter. Really
it's gotten
care about
even.
It.
It's gotten back to just being industry. Like, people care kind of thing.
Exclusivity.
The name that made me LOL, even though the kids don't say that anymore.
You can't still under say
in the stout category, coffee stout or porter, Venti is large from Hop Dogma Brewing, and
that's a good name.
Yeah, if you go back, if you know what I'm talking about, it's the Paul Rudd scene from Role Models. where he's yelling at the barista, "You're dumb in three languages. Congratulations."
That's such a good scene. So good.
So yeah, they got bronze for that beer, but congrats on the name, that one. And for a coffee, it's a coffee stout too, so appropriate.
Are you saying that bronze is second loser or what?
Second loser. No, I'm just saying they didn't place high, but the name is gold anyway in my book.
It is. I like it. Yeah, I mean, GABF used to be a huge thing. Like when I worked at New Belgium, like it was always super, super huge. But then when New Belgium stopped winning so much, they were just like, ah, fuck GABF then. So I think you can have a different experience depending on, like, you know, what's
there's not a lot of middle. In. There's not a lot of middle ground.
A little bit, yeah.
It's like, hey guys, won a medal, GABF. Congrats on all our hard work. And then if nobody wins a medal, they're like, oh, that's a bunch of fucking bullshit, GABF.
Yeah, well, the Amerebelgo category got created because of Fat Tire. And now Fat Tire is not what it was anymore. But there's still the Amerebelgo category. But I don't even think that Fat Tire can be put into the Amerebelgo category anymore. Because it's
how
like
about that?
A lager.
Oh, my
God. So I don't know. I don't know. In fact, I still look that up. Like, did New Belgium win anything at GABF?
They did. I saw one, but it said New Belgium, like Bay Area.
Best buyout.
Oh, yeah, that's going to be Magnolia.
Yeah.
Or just their, you know, it's New Belgium, but it's the Magnolia properties.
Smartest buyout. New Belgium. Yeah, man, I knew we, yeah, some people thought we wouldn't get bought out, but we did it, guys, yay,
we did it.
Metal, you got a medal in buyouts.
That should be like, yeah, there should be a new category for buyout medals.
Yeah, best buyout.
Buyout was still making it. You call me tonight and leave me your
voicemail. Will you talk about? Yeah, New Belgium Mission Bay, juicier, hazy.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, so it's called Cloudy Juice, J-O-O-S-E.
Oh,
juice.
Gross. Juice. Juice. We enjoy the listeners calling the show and talking to us, tell us some stuff. So then we don't have to like do anything. We just chill out and drink beer. And
we usually take our headphones off and we go get beer while you guys are talking.
We don't listen to any.
That's when I go pee.
Yeah. we go do the dishes and stuff and then we come back. We're like, oh, is it still going? 559-492-0542 is the voicemail line that you can call 24/7. Leave us a nice little voicemail and we'll play here on the show. Or you can email us with a recording or by just writing to us. PerfectPoorPodcast@gmail.com. And I like to start off with the traditional voicemails because I'm cool.
Hey guys, what's going on, Mikey, Nick, and Stacey?
Ah, it's Connor's name.
We're at Connor's
after GABF
last night. Good job. That's kind of fun.
And we happen to be having a get it.
What?
Get it. You got Pittsburgh Tom here.
What?
And the GABF tonight.
What's that happening?
Hey guys, what's up? It's Jazz.
Oh, GABF.
I'm lost. I was supposed to be in
I
red
saw the pictures.
I think this is like a. What do we call this? Under the radar. I think
radar?
This is under the radar. We'll get it out here in Denver. Getting ready to go to GABF. Super excited. I think we'll be there in about an hour or so, maybe?
Yeah.
Too bad Stacy couldn't make it out a week earlier.
Yeah, right.
I know. Sorry, guys. But
yeah, guys. I've been having such a good time out here. Finally got to meet Colin in real life. He exists.
I do.
Hey. Does he?
And it's great hooking up with these guys constantly.
and Pittsburgh Tom again, yeah, bringing Raider Palooza Pittsburgh down here to Denver. Keep it rolling.
Day 252.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, man, we got to keep it going.
Are you still at Raider Palooza 3 then?
I'm actually now lost. I remember, I have no understanding how to get home.
Oh my gosh.
It's really exciting having everybody down here for GABF finally. Like, we talk about it, and we talk about it, and we talk about it. And this year, we actually got some friends from Barbie Four coming down.
Oh, heck yeah.
It would be great to have some hosts come.
No doubt, right?
Yeah, right?
Ah,
that would be awesome.
Yeah, Nick, it? Mikey, Stacy, you guys got to fucking come sometime.
Huh? I think somebody just got called out. All right, guys. But always great meeting up with people from the Perfect Four. The listeners is always awesome, man. I just feel blessed to be able to do that. So
yeah, great community.
Yeah, yeah, awesome.
Y'all are awesome.
All right, guys. Keep up the good work. Guys.
Denver.
Portland and Pittsburgh. But we're in Denver. Let's go.
Portland, Pittsburgh, Denver.
All of it, man. Quite a get it. JBF get it.
Heck yeah. That's awesome.
Industry. I guess we're industry if there's a GABF, get it. Nobody yeah. gave us an award.
Cool to go on a week before.
Were there any podcast awards at GABF? No? Then who cares?
Yeah, let's suggest a new category.
Yeah, it's called podcasting. But then the session would win everything because they're... Industry loves the session.
Bastards.
They're cool. They seem to be fine. I don't know if they still make fun of podcasts anymore, but they used to make fun of podcasts. And then they became a podcast. So it's like, who are you making fun of now, bitch? That's how everyone thinks when they listen to this show.
Self-deprecation is always cool, though.
Yeah.
I got to tell you about my weekend. I went out to Denver for GABF.
Dang.
And I had the wonderful host of Colin and Janine. I got to stay with them. They took good care of me while I was out there. And I flew out on
Saturday. Is this an Airbnb rating?
And went to GABF. Right. I met up He's with the one review. And only Jazz and a couple of his buddies. And we did the Saturday evening session. And if you don't know about GABF, if any listeners don't know, out in Denver every year they have it. I think there were over 500 breweries and over 1,900 beers at the festival. Shoot.
I guess that's enough.
I think I tried over 50 beers.
There. Nice.
You know, samples. But it was pretty awesome.
You know, samples.
So had a fantastic time there. And maybe one day that could be a Radar Palooza spot. Ooh. And I'll go out to Denver and during the time of GABF and hit that up. It's an idea. So that was Saturday. Sunday, Colin and Janine took me to a few breweries, Call to Arms Brewery and Flight Company Brewery in Denver. And a couple, we went to a sandwich shop that brewed beer called The Grateful Gnome that was like Grateful Dead themed. It was pretty cool. And a place called Hops and Pie. Which had a lot of really cool beer and pizza was the pie. So, pretty awesome place. A lot of breweries out there and restaurants had like special GABF taps, you know, things that they normally don't have. So it's pretty cool. Like they had Russian River on tap at Hops and Pie. So pretty cool. And I was lucky enough to spend time in the jacuzzi.
Whoa!
With Colin.
Yes,
and
I knew it.
We had... forget the name. It was like a bottle shop wine store. And we went in there and had Trillium.
What?
So we got a 4-pack of Trillium and drank that in the jacuzzi. That was pretty awesome.
That's the ultimate.
I think I'm the first listener, besides Colin and Janine, to get in the jacuzzi.
What? So, is that true?
That's pretty epic.
That doesn't sound right.
Well, did you shave? Because I'm going to shave.
Yeah, what we hit up the Blue Moon Rhino District, which I know, Mikey, Blue Moon, but... They had like 24 caps and some like experimental Blue Moon stuff. It was actually
experimental Blue Moon.
So, and like then we went to the Source Hotel, which Brad Stacey, when you're out there, I hear you're going out there. The Source Hotel has a New Belgium up on the rooftop. They brew certain beers there just at that hotel, at that spot there. So you got to check that out.
I've heard that that hotel is
pretty You probably already know about it, but.
Fucking lit.
So Jazz,
I knew about it before it existed.
Yeah, I knew about it before it existed.
Wow.
That was it.
Oh, GABF, the great American beer fart. I'm glad everybody enjoyed their time.
Oh, wait. No, we've got to finish it up. All right. Hold on.
I went over my 3 minutes and got cut off. Anyway, we
always call back. Breweries,
went to Red Rocks for a concert. The Red Rock Amphitheater, we got to see Counting Crows and Dashboard Confessional.
Okay.
It was freaking awesome.
So Red Rock.
And then on Tuesday, I hit up Cerebral Brewery and True Brewery, which is like a death metal brewery that was freaking awesome. And stop to any of you vinyl listeners out there.
That's where I want to go.
It's a vinyl vinyl record store.
Yes.
A pretty famous one. So that's it. I'm home now.
Oh, I got and recovery
from GABF 2023. Keep up the good work. Pittsburgh.
Pittsburgh.
Pizza burger.
I love it.
I want to go to that death metal brewery, man. That's my number one in Colorado. Let me go.
Tight.
I don't know if Rad Stacey cares if she's going to go.
I love death metal.
Me? So. I love death metal.
Me? I like vegan death metal specifically.
Oh, yeah.
What?
That's what alpacas listen to. Or is it llamas? No, llamas listen to vegan death metal.
Wow.
Wow, man.
Wow, man. Bro.
Done with meat.
A lot of Colorado. Well, hopefully we'll hear from Rad Stacey in Colorado. Will Rad Stacey get into the hot tub?
I don't know. Colin
and Janine's. Will it happen?
I mean, there's a lot of things that just need to go right.
A lot of things need to fall in place.
But I feel like, they can fall into place in a lot of different ways. So lots of paths to getting in the hot tub.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I mean, if you're listening to this right now, I might be in it as you listen.
Let's see. Is this Rad Stacey right now?
Yes, Con and Janine.
What's going on? We are doing a jacuzzi report from Colorado.
Wow.
And we have special guests.
Pittsburgh Tom here in the jacuzzi. And Adam Springs, Colorado. Hello.
And daughter doesn't want to say hi, but daughter's
God, they're
here.
Living the life, man.
My auntie Erica's here. She's chilling in the
club. Yeah, my daughter Erica is here as well, but she doesn't want to say anything. Anyways.
I don't blame her.
Yeah,
I had GABF yesterday,
and I think I was told I had to end it, come down to the jacuzzi afterwards. So
yeah.
That's what I'm doing.
You ski off the mountain all the way down, and then you end up
down in, right into Colin and Janine's hot tub. Yeah,
that's the bottom of the mountain.
That works, bro.
Hot tub time machine.
Yeah, this is Berkeley. The jacuzzi report. So yeah.
Worst time machine movie ever.
Oh.
That's a great movie.
So we hit up Club Arms, which is a Avery Brewer. He decided to open his own spot, and it's really cool. We saw some cool dogs there. It was a mom.
We got kicked out of our space, so they gave us some free beer shots.
Yeah. Wow. We got some lager shots. That was nice.
Lager.
That's lager. Lager shots.
How about some lager shots? Will that calm you guys down?
It's a sandwich shop and a beer plate and a brewery, so Nick, you would love it.
Yeah, very, very Grateful Dead oriented, and
that's
pretty cool.
Yep, Tom knows that one.
Yeah,
love it.
That was cool. And then we went to Flyco.
Airplane. Theme.
Airplane theme. Yeah,
we happen to know a guy that likes airplanes.
Yeah. I like airplanes.
Well, maybe because you were in the Air Force. Yep. That has to be a thing, right?
Old Air Force vibes to it.
Yeah, and then we ended up at Hopkins High.
Yeah, that had some great beers there. I had Russian River.
And
what was that one? The peach one I had?
The Leaner. It was a Casey from Glenwood.
Casey from Glenwood.
Where Adam's from.
Nice. Yep. That was delicious. That was delicious.
Yeah. So that one's called Leaner. And those bottles go for $100 a pop.
Shit. They can, yeah. It's expensive.
Yeah, yeah.
It's
yeah.
like it's a culture sour. It's so actually Brettanomyces.
Had it.
Culture
sour. Had it.
I had it.
So, yeah, it's
pretty awesome.
We took them to our favorite liquor store, which is Total Beverage.
And we bought some Trillium.
Beverage?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, a small batch. A small batch. Yeah, you're right. Beverage. Small batch. We got Trillium.
That's our favorite bottle shop.
Oh, yeah.
I'm in the hot tub right now drinking Trillium.
Me too. Yeah. Thanks to Pittsburgh Tom.
Yeah.
And our awesome Get It with all our friends.
Yeah. Thanks
and
to my Get It.
Who doesn't want to talk because she's shy. But that's okay. We love you guys and we want you to keep up the good work.
Keep up the good work. Keep up the good work. Keep up the good work.
Guys. Bye.
Bye.
And I can confirm that they are still alive because I got a message from Janine just a little while ago. So we're good.
Did you have to put a deposit
Survived
down?
GBF jacuzzi.
What kind of deposit do they need for the jacuzzi? Like,
what deposit?
You have to give them your credit card, like the last four digits of your social
security? No, I think it's just your password. You just need a password.
Okay. My password is six,
let me in
six,
jacuzzi. Let me in.
My password is Order 66. Star Wars reference. You watching Ahsoka, Nick?
Yo, what's up, Perfect Pour? It's Monday. JBF is over.
Start watching.
I really hope you guys have a list of all the breweries that won, just from California. Everywhere else, I don't really care. Just want to hear the California breweries, what they took, and for what beer. Nick,
we didn't get invited to JBF,
anymore,
so
you took forever to get back
to me.
Don't
give a shit about podcasts.
I ended up buying a 99 Suburban. I'm a Suburban guy, man. I'm a OBS type of dude, homie.
Oh,
I
man.
The
Chevy.
Love so it. I've got an OBS 99 Suburban with a 454, and it's a 4x4, homie. It has a 2-inch lift. Original owner. I'm the second owner now. All the paperwork is dealt with. Everything, all the service, everything is listed on Carfax. Slight little accident, just a little side swipe on the corner panel that was taken care of.
Terrible.
Truck is in great Piece condition. I should take ownership of it hopefully this Saturday. And then I'll be happy camper again, homie. And then to Rad Stacy, if that is true what you said, that the beer trend, the way that these breweries get together in a little room,
it's
and they
true.
Collaborate and they come up with the beer trend for the following year, I really hope you're wrong, because if it's like that, then there's no reason for me to be chasing beers anymore. Because the reason I chose chasing beers was because that brewery made an amazing beer, and it got, you know, the word got around. So now you want to try it because you want to make sure it is what it is. If they're coming up with the beer trend for next year, let's say it's going to be a Japanese rice lagers, I can't do that shit, man. I don't need people telling me what's going to be the trend. I'm going to set the trend for myself. For right now, my trend is Highland Park beers, anything from North Park, and now Pure Project. Pure Project is putting out some amazing stuff in cans. So I'll be the trendsetter, and we'll tell these
Have
this
heard
group
about 19
of people
are they 19
getting
and
together
high
like the Illuminati.
Hell yeah, they are.
And they're not going to set my trends. They're not going to send my or yours, I hope.
That's how they fuck you.
Who are they to tell me what my trend is?
Watch
it. They get in your head, dude. You think
I'm gonna have to start striking. I'm gonna have to go on strike, homie, and strike whoever these people are. And hell no, we won't pour.
Let's go get them.
We won't pour. So there you go. Don't set my trends. I'll do that myself. If it's good, I'll drink it and I'll tell people, and that's how it should be.
Yeah.
This is true your beer and down with the
down
communist
with the
beer trend
you will
setters.
Not get up. You will
and,
get down.
Communist
with
beer.
The, hell no.
Watch out for communist beer.
Peace out.
Hey, listen, Chu. Like, we are small beans, man. Like, we are small beans. We go after breweries that don't give a fuck about trends. So you don't have to worry about that. Like, when I talk about trends and the people that are setting the trends, these are like the big, these are the macro guys that are owning the smaller craft breweries, and like your medium to large craft breweries that are independently owned, they are absolutely getting together and looking at what the next trend is going to be. But, you know, you and I are going to the small guys. We're We are setting our own trends, so you don't need to worry about it.
Yeah.
Well, we got
I'm still going to worry
but
about
yeah,
it.
But yeah, if you're drinking large format high ABVs, though, you're part of the trends.
You're trending. Yeah, but what if... Wait. But what if... But what if Chu started that trend? Like, but he's like, no, bro, that's what I wanted to do anyway.
Yeah, so then he should sue and say, hey, I started that trend. And my name should be on that beer. He is a
craft beer personality.
1-800 sue
the bike. Might be paying attention to him. I just opened up a beer donated to the show by Wazoo Corvette. It is an IPA. It is Deep Stoke, I believe, is... It's difficult to read the label.
Yeah, is it because you just mowed through that triple that you're...
Yeah, I just mowed through that. I did. Good call, Rat Stacy. I mowed through that like I was a fucking expert.
Yeah, and now I can't read.
Now I can't read. But yeah, I don't know what the hell. I don't know what brewery did. Wait, it's Persuasion. Holy shit. Percussion. It's like a drummer brewery. Persuasion Brewery.
What is it? Percussion or Persuasion?
It's Persuasion, I think.
Oh, the world may never know.
No. Like, you guys can look at it. Look, it's got the...
native... You're frozen on my end. Oh, I can't see it.
Good. Oh, me too. Mikey's frozen.
Yeah, that's better. That's way better. It's an IPA. Wazoo Corvette donated to the show. I'm going to try it right now. Mm. It's tropical. A little bit tropical.
It's so tropical.
It's so tropical. Oh, I feel like I'm on Maui. Oh. I'm back in the Philippines and Vietnam.
Here's your trend.
Here's your trend. Tropical. Guys, you won't believe this.
Numpier.
It's true, though. That's part of the trend. You're buying into it already. It's only 2023.
Some copywriter was like, oh, bro. Here's the trend. Bro. Tropical IPAs. Everyone's like, we've done that for like 10 years straight, man. No, this year's real tropical.
Not like this, man.
Not like this.
Yo, what's up, Perfect Pour? To you be here, back by popular demand, homies.
Yeah!
And guess what?
Yeah.
Today, I couldn't add this one to the last voicemail I sent in, homes, because this one is very special, very true, and endearing to my corazon, to my heart, homie. This is today, September 27th, is my 20th anniversary, homie. Oh, no regrets, geez. I said. No regrets.
Nice.
Love this woman. She is my everything. I will fucking put a bullet in anybody that would mess with her heart,
shit,
homes, other than me. I could do all I want to do. Anyways, homes, it's my anniversary. Happy anniversary to my Haina, Maruka, to Chu Wifey. We will be making a drive up to San Diego.
That's down.
Probably
that's
hang down, out for, probably stay a night. We'll hit North Park for sure. She's been wanting to visit North Park, so we'll take her up that way. Pure Project, maybe Pariah, and go eat a burger at... that one place, I forgot the name of it. Hogley, what? Not Hogley's, Hoagies? Hogan's? Some shit like that. But the sea, something, I don't know.
There's a taco place in PB.
Won't be this weekend, maybe the following.
Really,
but we'll probably do something nice like that. Just me and her, no kids.
Amazing.
And just hang out, homie, and just have a great, great, great weekend. So happy anniversary to my girl. No regrets again. Best decision I've ever made in my life, homie. And that's about it, Holmes. This is True Your Beer, and I love my Haina. She's my schmookums. She's my happy thing, homie. Don't tell her I said that, Holmes. Keep that shit to yourselves. I do.
You put it on your freaking thing.
And that was a long-distance dedication from True Your Beer in Southern California. This is Casey Kasem. What did Casey Kasem music call is like when somebody would be like, I want to give a shout out to my wife, blah, blah, blah. Giving a shout out to his wife from Los Angeles, California, Chew Your Beer. And now here's the Jackson 5 with whatever song the Jackson 5 did. I can't think of right now.
Tweedledee,
tweedledee, tweedledee, tweedledee,
tweedledee, tweedledee, tweedledee,
tweedledee, tweedledee, I feel like it's
a little bird on Jaber Street.
I feel like I should not be putting my opinion in on anything factual right now.
Probably oh, man. Happy wrong. Anniversary, you guys. Happy That's anniversary sweet.
To Chu and Chu's Hina.
China.
When me and my Doug Hina have an anniversary, I'm going to do the same thing. I'm going
to
call in.
You better call in. Yeah, I will not be doing that on my anniversary, as I want to have another anniversary. So I will not call in to the Perfect Pour on anniversary.
We will be in Newfoundland on our anniversary.
Oh, wow. Ooh, look at you. You guys are like international and stuff.
I know.
I'm going to Fireball on our anniversary.
Hey, there's some great Mexican restaurants in Fireball. Sure.
And you can stay. There's a little hotel Airbnb right on the river in Fireball. So, you know, it's got a little three hole miniature golf course that you can enjoy. So
nice.
That doesn't three say holes. Anniversary. I don't know.
Hey, guys, can you hear me?
Yep.
Not driving. So, as far as beer goes, I had a Caught in the Rain again by Incinerati. And I had a chocolate oatmeal stout by Jackrabbit Brewing. Mm. So, other things I want to talk about is I saw on the Discord that Ants had neck surgery. I also saw a few hours later, that he's doing good. So
right.
I wish you a speedy recovery, Ants and Mrs. Ants. And I hope you're feeling great. And now I got to whine a little bit.
Okay, here we go.
You know.
He's a real whiner.
Oh, that's my mom. My mom is here while I'm leaving this voice.
Yeah, you tell him. I tell Scotty B's mom.
And my dad to the Perfect Pour when we're driving on road trips. But anyway. What I need to whine about
keep
now
him in
is
check.
I serenaded Nick and he wasn't even on the show.
Oh, it's true. I'm so sorry.
He heard it.
Is that whiny enough? I could try harder if you want me to whine a little harder.
You should enter your wine into the fair.
Does that whine? Yeah. My mom thinks
you got a
whiny
blue
enough.
Ribbon for whining.
Yeah, I do.
Is there any cheese without wine?
Well, anyway,
first
keep up.
Place.
What? Sanger.
His mom
good luck
was
on
like,
your
"What
Christmas
have I
tree decorating?
What have I raised? I raised a child that calls in the podcast." And says Sanger at the end of it.
She's probably sitting in the passenger seat like, what the fuck do you do?
What the hell?
What's happening right now?
Pay attention to the road.
She's all, why are you talking about driving?
I wouldn't tell my mom about this, that I do this. Gosh.
My parents,
disappointed enough.
My parents, I hope my parents aren't listening right now. I'm counting on them not figuring out that they can listen. But like, I love my parents; they're awesome, and I appreciate them highly. They're the kind of parents that like over congratulate you on things. They're like, oh, I want to they're over supportive. Like I don't need. I don't need support
Stop
on everything.
Stop supporting me.
Like, yeah, you don't need to listen to the show. It's okay. I'm going to listen to your little podcast there and support
your
you.
Your little podcast.
And I'm like, no, it's okay. You don't have to listen, Mom. I'm an old man. I don't need. It's okay. I'm going to listen to your little show, and maybe it's going to take off one day. It's not, Mom, okay? It's never going to take off. Okay.
Well, you know, you guys are on this beer podcast. So you don't talk about any normal beers.
That's right, Mom. You don't even get it. It's not for you, okay?
Like Coors Light.
Coors Light.
I used to drink Coors Light back in the day. I know, Mom, okay?
I just don't like beer.
I just don't like it. I like
well, good morning.
Do you have anything girly?
Yeah.
I just don't like beer.
Yeah, I just don't like it. I'm sorry, son. It's like, okay, Mom, I didn't invent beer. I'm not offended. You don't like beer.
So I do that sometimes. I'll go to a bar where like nobody knows me and I'll be like, do you have anything like girly? Because I just want to know what they offer me.
You just want to see how hard their eyes roll back in their
head? Yeah.
Could I have a Midori sour?
I'll be like, what do you have that's girly? And they're just like, oh, we have this and this and this. And then I'm like, give me the fucking Lagunitas.
Fucking Lagunitas.
Yeah.
I love buyout beer.
Do you have any buyout beer?
What's your best buyout beer?
Do you have any buyout browns?
buyout brown. Oh, there's a beer name. There's a beer brown. Name of the week. Buyout Brown. Brad Stacey came up with that one.
So I'm a little bit rough today, actually. You know where I ended up last night? You know where I fucking ended up last night? At the Brig, you guys.
Wow.
Wow.
Like, you're going to need Colin and Janine's hot tub to de-louse you.
I need a hot tub, guys. I need to sweat it out.
Wow. Are you so
and
like.
The person I was with, okay, I was with a friend of mine. Okay. He ordered like the worst possible thing. Like, wait. Guess what he ordered? I ordered a Yellow Belly because I'm not drinking anything on draft and I'm not letting you in mix a drink for me. He ordered a White Russian
Wow.
10:30 at night.
Living the Big Lebowski dream.
Yeah. At the Brig. And I'm just like, do you just want to have diarrhea like all night?
Yeah. I want to cleanse.
I mean, the half and half can't be fresh. I was just watching it curdle in that glass. I was like, dude, you are fucking the death wish right now. I felt safe with my Yellow Belly. It was good.
Yeah, good jump ahead and make cut drinking.
Oh, boy. Sorry, that was a bit cut drinking. Sorry.
What's a Yellow Belly, Rad Stacey?
That's Coors Heavy, man. Coors Original.
Oh, that's what? A tan can. I call that a tan can. That's a tan can.
No, Yellow Belly.
Mm, all right.
Or Coors Heavy.
Coors Heavy. I don't know.
Coors Full Fat, please.
Coors
Full Fat, please.
Full Fat.
Full.
Yeah, give me Coors Full Fat. Wow. I have not heard those orders before. I should have. I'm not.
I said, give me a Yellow Belly, and she handed it over to me.
Well, Rad Stacey, we know you had a Yellow Belly. What else have you had?
Hey, I actually checked into Untappd. Did you not cheers
me? _Stacey on Untappd. Let's.
We went to South of Shaw.
Oh, so nice.
You finally went to South of Shaw?
Finally went to South of Shaw, yeah. Jesus. Finally. I had their Oktoberfest. It was super good. I really liked it. And then I also had their Dunkel. That was very good. But Doug ordered a very, like, unfortunate pizza. Oh, it was their Oktoberfest pizza.
Experimental pizza.
And it had sauerkraut on it. I can't.
No,
I can't do that.
Not good. Nobody should have
the kraut.
Yeah, I got the fig and prosciutto pizza. It was quite good.
Well, that's kind of crazy,
right? So I did that, and then I know I checked in some more stuff, or maybe I didn't. I don't know. There was another beer I was going to open right now too, actually.
Do it.
Which was the Pails from the Crypt. So let me be right back.
All right. Mm-hmm. I want to hear it. Let's go.
I had some other stuff. Well, hold on. I got to go get it. Right. You want to hear it?
I
want to hear it.
Nick Katie. What you been having the past couple weeks?
Did you guys go over my chickens from last week?
I think I didn't get to that part of
the episode yet.
And I feel like we didn't see anything. Maybe I don't remember.
Oh, okay.
I may be blending the other 500 and something episodes where
is that all?
You or Nick. You or Matt weren't on the show, and I looked up your untaps, and I was like, oh, look at this guy.
Look at that guy.
Gold.
Liquid gravity, pale from the crypt.
I love gold.
16 fluid ounces of pale ale, 5.5% on the Alks. My husband's least favorite hop, Mosaic.
What?
Plus Strata and Citra. I know he hates it. He can't stand it.
I've never heard of anybody that doesn't like Mosaic.
Yeah, it's him. He hates it.
So when's the divorce party, Rancy?
Oh, he has so many other redeeming qualities. I can't get rid of
them.
Because, I mean, if you just said it to our community of the Perfect Bar, if you just said, like, oh, I'm getting divorced. And everyone's like, oh, my God, what did he do? Did he cheat on you or what? He's like, no. You're like, no, he just doesn't like Mosaic hops. Everyone
he doesn't like Mosaic.
You're like, oh, okay, you made a good decision.
Right, you know, he's more of a nugget guy.
You should have asked. Yeah, you should have asked before you got married whether he liked Mosaic hop or not. All right,
When we first got together, his favorite IPA, and he still really loves it. I don't know if it's like still 100% his favorite, but was Hopotten.
Wait, what?
He's a real big fan of Hopotten IPA.
Hopotten?
Is that Anderson Valley?
Yeah, Anderson Valley, Hopotten. Oh,
okay.
Ball Hornin', man.
What happened to Anderson?
Ball Hornin'.
What happened to Anderson Valley, man? Does anyone, like, what's going on there?
It's really weird in there.
Yeah.
They make some good beer though.
Yeah.
They talk funny.
Yeah. They're weird up there.
This is kind of hazy actually. Interesting.
You also had a Jackalope Brewing Company's Lovebird, Rad Stacy.
I did. I feel like I already checked into that on a previous show though.
That's
a great last beer. Time. Never great mind beer. That.
I was just like spying your Untappd feed. So basically, you're like, oh, I was on Untappd. You checked in once, Rad Stacy.
One time. Yeah, but, and I said, look, I checked in.
Look, in I did. It.
Look, appropriate. I checked in. Let me see if I took like any other just pictures on my camera roll of anything that I should. Oh, you know what I did? I didn't check into it, but I went to Out of the Barrel.
Oh.
And I had the Gretchen Marzen style Fest beer from Sante Darius. And I also had the Cellar Maker Fest beer German lager.
German.
Both. You know, so I loved the Gretchen, but I'll tell you, the Cellar Maker had like some weird notes going on. They weren't off flavors, but I felt like they were like competing flavors. Like there was this really kind of like sweet kind of floral / berry flavor going on with a lot of the toffee notes, and it felt disjointed.
Yeah. Hear that, Cellar Maker? You guys are idiots.
Yeah. Sorry. Disjointed flavor profiles going on. Didn't like it.
Fucking get your shit together, Cellar Maker.
See, I did some interesting shit this week.
Yes. I like
and it. I'm in Colorado at the same time.
Yeah. Right. Like it's bizarre.
Wild,
like you're in the hot tub. Like, wait, is there hot tub? You'll have to tell us next week. Is there hot tub in their basement bar? Because they got a bar in the basement. Wait, and I'm still not sure if the hot tub's down there with the bar or if it's in a separate area. It's really that. It's a lot. I usually go to bed thinking about this, so I'm gonna.
I will be your investigative journalist on this.
What. Like, what's going on with that house? Is it two stories? Is it like, is it a basement with two stories above it? Or is it like a single story with a bit? Like, yeah, there's a lot of questions. I'm going to need answered them. Finally, a host.
Send me a list of your questions and I'll interview.
Oh, okay. I'll text you. Finally, a host of the Perfect Pour is going to be in going to be in Colin and Janine's house. God dang it. Well, it's not my fault. I drank a double IPA and then a triple IPA, and then I'm still having a regular IPA. I had all the IPA flavors.
Like, that's how it works.
What type of IPA do you like? I like triple IPAs. I like double IPAs. I like single IPAs.
Like IPA IPAs?
Yeah. I like boat IPAs. That's the IPA boat. Is there an IPA named IPA boat? Does anybody name their IPA IPA boat?
I don't know, Bodie McBoatface.
Yeah,
IPA boat.
Jeez, that's what I'm IPA, naming my IPA our brewery face. Is called IPA boat. And I'm making a I'm writing a script. No, it's a movie now. IPA boat.
It's a play.
IPA boat. Yeah, it's fucking Broadway, motherfucker. And the Fresno woman, Audrey McDowell, is gonna be the biggest role of her lifetime. She's gonna play the boat captain. She's gonna play a male, and that's gonna be. She's gonna kill it.
That was it that I had.
All right, the Negatee.
What did you have, Nick?
Beers.
Mm-hmm.
Not whiskey.
Not STDs or any other thing that we're trying to have over here. Just beers.
Where do I check that in?
Yeah,
what category is that under?
Yeah, is there an untapped for STDs?
Is there a sexual disease untapped? Come on.
We'd like to check into genital warts, please.
One star would not recommend.
Don't recommend.
I recommend genital warts. It's awesome. That guy got paid.
Disability.
That guy got paid by the General Warts Commission. Trying to get the Rotten Tomato rating up on their General Warts.
This really took a hard left. Sorry, that was my fault.
Don't try and open up stuff for me. You know, just you gotta keep everything calm right now. Don't give me an opening.
Don't encourage him.
Yeah, don't encourage me. Just keep
it
calm.
What is the equation of how much beer you've had right now? You started with a double, triple, and now a single. But where are you on the scale?
Normally, this point. Normally, this wouldn't be that bad. But this past, I would say this past couple months, I've been very low key on the drinking. And so my ATL is pretty low. Alcohol tolerance level for you new listeners. So my ATL is pretty low. So this is extra. It's even more so going on right now.
Did you have dinner?
I did have dinner.
Okay, good.
I can't remember it, but I did have it. I definitely had dinner.
Definitely ate something.
Okay. Turkey.
Yeah, no, that was.
I had some bologna.
Some fried bologna.
That bologna's good.
Fried bologna, can't beat it. If you don't have any money.
White man's tostada. fried bologna.
Yep.
Fry
some bologna up and put some bologna inside the fried bologna.
What's funny about this is actually the second conversation I've had about bologna today. And somebody said to me, they were like, you know, bologna is less soluble than chewing gum. And I never looked it up. So if anyone wants to look that up,
that's a random fact. That's like some guy in the IPA boat that everybody fucking hates. And he's like, you know, bologna is less soluble than gum.
I just want to know if your bologna has a first name.
Yes.
I'm sorry. We're just gone. Everyone's whatever. Look up the Nick 80 on Untap. On Untap, there's no underscore on Stacey.
Did Nick tell us what he has?
No, nobody knows. Nick doesn't even know. He doesn't know.
I don't even know.
No, he doesn't know.
Mike has gotten so
well, I don't
surly.
Know where you guys like, left off. Like on
no,
my
I don't know either. That's why I tried so to terrible. Move on.
okay.
It's so mad.
No, no, I'm not mad. Nick, what did you Nick, can you think
Nick,
can you think
Nick,
of something?
What did you have, Nick?
Nick. How many times can I say the word Nick?
I don't know. Too many. So yeah. Kiss of Smoke from Bite Dog Brewing.
Ooh.
I'm sorry, not Bite Dog, Brew Dog.
Brew Dog.
Brew Dog.
Where did you get that?
Brew Dog.
I went to Brew Dog.
I went to Brew Dog.
Aren't you fancy?
Elvis Juice, also from Brew Dog.
What, Elvis Juice?
Elvis Juice.
What the fuck is that? Like, what kind of beer is that?
IPA fruited.
Oh, okay.
Elvis would love IPAs.
Right. What would you have made?
Oh, when Elvis you're is, Elvis would be a big Hefeweizen guy, right? Because he loves bananas. Yeah? He's like, give me some of that Hefeweizen.
He's no, like, all right, you gotta have something that has like a lot of like robust aroma, like whatever his like polyester jumpsuit would smell like after a concert.
Well, he would like that. Dank. He would like all that belching. Dank. Elvis would love Belching Beaver, man. Like anything Belching Beaver does,
oh,
Elvis
peanut
is
butter.
All
peanut
about
butter
it. He is like, that's my brewery right there, man. Elvis loves that Belching Beaver. What are you going to do? What do you got for me?
Belching Beaver.
He shows up at Belching Beaver. Everyone's like, oh, Elvis, what's going on, man? Hey, what do you got for me? What do you got to do for me? What you got to do with bananas and peanut butter right now? Oh, Elvis, we have 12 different banana and peanut butter based beers. Is that all right, man? Just have me help. Line me up. Line Elvis up with all the
line me up.
And this is how Elvis died a second time.
Yeah, no one talks about that. His Belching Beaver killed Elvis, you sons of bitches. Because they didn't stop it. They're just like, whatever Elvis wants, we'll give it to him. Yeah, give me all that peanut butter, banana.
Hey, you know, if you could put a bacon up in that banana peanut butter beer, that would be a
hey,
really.
Hey, man, I'm kind of getting tired of all that banana peanut butter.
Banana.
Yeah, Elvis, we
Mike,
can put some
like losing his shit
we
right
can
now.
Put some, we can put some bacon in there. Yeah, man, if you can put some bacon in there, that'd be real good. Real good for Elvis.
Maybe some jelly on the side.
Yeah, put some jelly in there. Like, man, nobody's ever done that for beer, Elvis. Like, yeah, man, I'm Elvis Presley. I think you can do it for me.
You could put an orange on Blue Moon. You could put a jelly on the side of this beer.
The sons of a bitch in Colorado doing all that in Blue Moon shit. I think you can give me a peanut butter and bacon beer.
He's having a full-on conversation with himself.
There's a little tear in my eye too, but I think Mikey is full-on crying.
No, like, it doesn't. Nobody's listening to the end of the show. There's like two guys listening. They're like, yeah, I don't think I'm following what's going on, but it's great.
Yeah, it's wonderful.
Now there's a buzzing going on. Oh, geez.
So good.
Go ahead.
Was there sorry. Anything else?
The tears in my eyes are burning. My eyes, I can't see anymore. Probably for
Nick
the best.
Nick has been completely railroaded. That's pretty much like, off. Yeah. Thank you very
good to
much.
Be back.
Thank you very much. I had some beers last week. They're real good.
They're real good.
I enjoyed them.
Have you guys seen the fake Elvis guy? His name is like his real name's Jeremy, but he goes around singing at
the Fresno guy.
Yeah, I think he goes around singing at like all the things. Like, I do Elvis a lot of senior Pierce. Events and the job that I have.
Yeah, he's everywhere.
I'm very shocked that I go to senior events, but
he'll show up at fashion fair randomly. And you're like, holy shit, Elvis is here.
Yeah, and he comes in with like 200 scarves that he hands out to people.
Wow.
How's he afford
it's
that?
So funny. I know. How can you afford that, fake Elvis? I just don't understand. Anyway.
How can you afford that, Fresno Elvis? Hey, Fresno of us. How can you afford that? You got any of that IPA they put on the boat? You got any of that boat IPA? No, of us. I don't think we need that boat slip. Yeah, but I'm Elvis Presley. Maybe you can make that happen.
But I'm Elvis Presley.
So the boat IPA, can we make it like the beginning of the trip, middle of the trip, end of the trip?
Yeah.
Like three different versions.
Well, there's a series. There's a series for you.
Right.
We have to do all of craft beer's marketing on this show and not get paid for it. Yeah,
all of it.
God dang. And nobody gives us any medals at GABF.
Where's my medal?
You know what? I'll make some medals for us. Get myself a medal.
Finally.
Yeah. What's yours going to say?
I haven't decided yet.
Damn it.
It's going to be something really cool.
Raddest Rad Stacy. Fuck the Rad Stacy band. The OG.
Yeah, stop. Yeah, stop us, FCC. Wait, what was that?
What?
You may have referenced the real thing, Rad Stacy. I'm sorry. What was it?
I don't know if I referenced anything that was real. No, I'm good.
There's no real references.
This is all fake.
Nick, do you have some cheers?
Cheers to Chew Your Beers. It's a Chew-iversary this year for him.
Yes. Cheers.
Yeah, so he's having a good week.
He's having a great Chew week. I want to have a good Chew week. We haven't seen Chew in a while. I'm ready to see Chew again in live.
No, it's been
live
a while.
In person.
Yeah.
The Rad Stacy.
It's just Rad Stacy. Oh, no
well, I that's don't know. Right. I think.
Well, yeah, you can call me the Rad Stacy.
The cool. Fresnan, the Nick Gady, the Rad Stacy. I think it all sounds good.
Yeah, it does sound good. You're right. Now that you said it all in like sequence there, I like it. Cheers to all the people that contributed to what's next in craft beer for 2024. Interesting content there. I still have things trickling in from people. So
all right, good.
Wow. I'll try to like put it in a blender and see like what pops out.
Yeah,
in the middle.
Tell us from the hot tub. Mm-hmm. Like get some hot tub.
New report. Trend, hot tub beers. Right. What hoppy beers can withstand the 104 degrees in this hot tub?
Oh, damn.
That's a good one. Oh, best hot tub beers. Best beers. Mm-hmm. I think in blogger title referencing. Best beers for a hot tub 2023.
Chimay Blue Label, hands down.
All right. Hey, maybe.
Nice.
And good. Then she died.
Chimay died? Oh, no.
No. Ooh, that sweat's got to smell strange, man. Just sweating out Chimay in that hot tub.
Just close the casket tighter. It's fine.
So good.
Yeah. You just.
That's why you always get the casket gasket.
Casket gasket. Yeah, pay for that gasket, guys. Don't go cheap.
Mm-hmm.
Don't be like, oh, it doesn't need the gasket. Nah, it needs a gasket.
It does. Trust me.
No, you don't.
Grandma would have wanted the gasket.
Yeah, she would have, like, pay for the gasket.
Mm-hmm. Where are your cheers, Mikey?
Me? Are you guys are done?
Yeah, okay. I'm done.
Mm-hmm.
Just making sure. Cheers to Matt, our friend and brother, Matt Matthew.
Yes.
He had his birthday last week. Cheers to Matt. I think he's 67 now, Nick. Is that right?
I believe so, right. Yeah.
He's up there.
Yep. Plus or minus, you know.
He's getting up there. Might have some gray in the old beard getting there, huh? Matt?
Yeah, LED lights.
He's going to put some lighting and he's going to have some Christmas lighting in his beard this year.
I'm in a really fun group chat with him called the Craft Beer Mistrust.
Uh-oh.
And
don't mess him up. Don't like, yeah, I don't know if Matt said anything bad, but don't throw it out.
No, Matt didn't say anything bad. He sent a picture saying that his sister sent him a potato with a picture of his cat on it. And it was like the cutest thing.
I don't even know.
So I just wanted to say cheers to the sister. Yeah. Napolitanopopolips, because
I don't even know why he said that, because like Matt like never says anything bad. Like,
no, he doesn't.
I've never seen Matt like, you know, and sometimes people are like, you know, like me, does something at like 1 a.m. on Snapchat or something. And everyone's like, oh, that's okay. That's Mikey does that stuff. But like Matt, like never does any, like you don't have to explain Matt or anything ever. Like Matt just like doesn't mess up anything. Matt just,
he's so funny. He goes pristine. On walks all the time in our neighborhood, and he'll walk by our house, and then 10 minutes later, he'll be like, I saw the Doug over the fence walking around. And that'll be it. Like, he'll just send a text saying, like, I saw Doug.
Hey, Doug was...
Doug spotting.
Doug was raking.
Like, he's like, why didn't you come back? Like, we could have a beer together. And he's like, next time. And then, like, next time never comes. But
Doug was busy weedy.
That's the next 007 movie. Next time never comes. Right.
Man, what a block. What a block. And Matt's walking around spotting Rad Doug, and Rad Stacy's not there.
And our fence is only 6 feet tall, and he's 6'5", so you always see his gray, like, head.
Like, who knows what he's
around
doing
back there?
You can't figure out, like, is he raking? Is he is he pruning?
What's he carrying? A body? Who knows?
It doesn't matter. You just walk up to the fence and get advice.
That's true, yeah.
Like, he's like Rad Doug. Wilson. What do I do? I've had 3 beers today, Rad Doug. What do I do?
Well, you give me some good advice. You'd be like, you should probably go drink some water.
Here's the garden hose.
Some dad advice.
That's boring. Also, cheers to Chef. The chef, he also had a birthday past week. The chef up in Chicago suburbs. And cheers to our golden gods of the perfect pour. Thank you guys for donating to the show. We really appreciate it. I hope you enjoy the tailgate. I hope you enjoy the casket story this week on the tailgate.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah. Casket. You want to get the fun casket story? Subscribe.
Subscribe to our Patreon. And Nick said, the choose anniversary. Big cheers to that. And cheers to everyone that shares the show on their social media. Look at me. I think I'm going to get through this show, guys. I know I'm slurring. I can tell. I can see it.
Yeah.
That's my. When you're an experienced.
You can see your slurs.
When you're an experienced drinker, you know when things are slipping, but you're still going through it. Like, if you're not experienced, you have no idea that you're drunk. You're just like, oh, this is me. I'm great. I'm doing great. I'm doing great things. And everyone else is like, oh my God, they're so drunk. But as an experienced drinker, you're like, I know I'm drunk. I know what's going on. Don't try to tell me I'm drunk. I'm drunk. Okay?
Don't Jedi mind trick it.
Yeah, don't trick me. I know I'm drunk. So, thanks.
DOA, baby. DOA.
Yeah. I showed up to the show drunk.
Cheers to all the hops that had to die for Mikey to get nice and inebriated tonight.
Yeah. Yeah, little did Yakima Farms know.
Guys, what happened? We had twice as many hops.
Look at Yakima Farms on Instagram. They look all like, oh, that's a great business that they're doing with the Yakima. And then flash forward to me. Like, this is the result of Yakima Farms.
Like some cloud surfer out in Fresno is just...
I love IPAs! Yeah, that's all your growing and your freaking ag, your ag smarts have done is this. It's come down to this. This is what
way
happens.
To go.
Way to go. Dorktown uncomfortable silence. Thanks for listening to The Perfect Pour. Have a great week. Mm-hmm. Be always. Safe. Mm-hmm. Have mildly. Fun. Have fun drinking your three different IPAs.
That's right. But check the dates.
Oh. Just check your Nick, fucking dates. Are you sure? Is that what we should do?
Yeah.
Yeah. Nick's shaking his head. He said, yeah. Check your dates.
I'm shaking. I'm here. I'm alive.
Yeah, check your dates on shaking. Your cans and also make sure check. That whatever date you're on, make sure that they're good too. Check all your dates.